I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. State lawmakers at the one-day special session in Santa Fe on Tuesday agreed for one-time payments to residents of $500 per individual or $1,000 per household. Republicans warned, though, that the rebates would further inflame inflation. District 61 State Representative Randy Pettigrew of Lee County did not vote for the tax bill, and he explained why.
Section 2 is the section that I have heartache with and is the reason why I had to vote no on the bill. Section 2 allows Health Services Division to create a one-page form to where if they have an ITIN number, they can go for it. So tax evaders and undocumented illegal aliens would be able to get this money.
As for the junior capital outlay money for community pet projects that the governor vetoed the first time, well, this time it flew right through both chambers and is expected to be signed by the governor. 40-year-old Luis Serrano Salas of Roswell has been charged with several felonies of alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl. According to authorities, Salas was arrested on Friday on 3 counts of sexual penetration of a minor causing great bodily harm or great mental anguish. Also, he was charged with 4 counts of sexual contact with a minor. A $100,000 cash or surety bond has been set, and other conditions of possible pretrial release have been ordered, including no contact with the minor. The incidents allegedly occurred last month at a Roswell residence. Apparently, permits for recreational cannabis in unincorporated areas of Eddy County, which include Carlsbad, Loving Hope, and Artesia, have been slow. That according to the Eddy County Community Services Office. On Friday, April the 1st, the sale of marijuana was declared legal in the state. Now, one application was submitted as of April 4th, and there have been several other inquiries for permits. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.